Members of the 9/11 Commission are preparing for their public meeting Thursday with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Commissioners want to know how far apart Ms. Rice and other witnesses are on events leading up to and following the attacks, especially the differences between Ms. Rice's recollections and those of former White House aide Richard Clark. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The 10-member commission already heard from Rice, but that was back in February in private. Also, Rice was not under oath, and her answers weren't recorded. This time, commissioners hope to nail down a few more facts and address differences between what she said and what they've heard since from other witnesses. Commission Chairman Thomas Kane, a former Republican governor of New Jersey, says first of all,
"We want to talk about the transition, the handoff from Mr. Berger to Mr. and Mrs. Rice."
In other words, what information and advice Clinton National Security Advisor Sandy Berger passed on to the incoming Bush administration. Richard Clark, who was counterterrorism chief for both presidents, says he sent Rice a memo on January 25, 2001, seeking a cabinet-level meeting on terrorism. He attached plans developed in the Clinton administration to eliminate the al-Qaeda threat. Commissioner Jamie Gorelick asked Clark about this at last week's hearings.
When Dr. Rice writes in the Washington Post, no al-Qaeda plan was turned over to the new administration, is that true?
No, I think what is true is what your staff found by going through the documents and what your staff briefing says.
Which is that Clark gave Rice a strategy paper and a plan developed in 1998 to use diplomatic pressure, military strikes, and covert action against the terrorists. Rice called it a laundry list of ideas. Clark admits the difference might be one of semantics.
She characterizes it as a series of options rather than a plan. I'd like to think of it as a plan with a series of options.
The commission says it will have to sort that out. Chairman Kane says the panel also wants to know what happened afterwards.
We want to hear from Dr. Rice about the development of policy in the first 8 months of the Bush administration, to the kind of threats and dangers that were apparent to her before 9/11.
Clark says he pushed for months to get the new administration to act on his proposals, but it wasn't until September 4, 2001, that cabinet officials approved an al-Qaeda strategy. Clark says the Bush administration didn't consider terrorism to be an urgent issue. Here's Rice's response on CBS's 60 Minutes.
Of course, it was an urgent problem. I would like very much to know what more could have been done. Given that it was an urgent problem, we were looking for a more comprehensive plan to eliminate al-Qaeda, but we weren't sitting still.
She says the White House sought more funding for counterterrorism and pursued a plan to arm an unmanned drone to help find and attack Osama bin Laden. Rice says the Bush administration wanted to eliminate al-Qaeda, not simply roll it back like Clinton did. But here's Clark's version. He says early in the new administration, he wanted a draft al-Qaeda strategy to include certain wording.
That our goal should be to eliminate al-Qaeda. And I was told by various members of the deputies committee that that was overly ambitious, that we should take the word eliminate out and say significantly erode.
He says it wasn't until after 9/11 that the word eliminate was put back in. Clark says he was never able to brief the president on the terrorist threat before the attacks. Rice counters that the president was briefed dozens of times by CIA Director George Tenet. Commission Chairman Kane says the panel also wants to ask Rice about what happened right after the attacks. Clark says the president instructed him and a few other aides on September 12th to see if Saddam Hussein was responsible, even though Clark told the president that had already been looked into and there was no connection. He called the president's tone intimidating. But Rice, on 60 Minutes, said Mr. Bush never talks like that.
The president asked a perfectly logical question. We'd just been hit and hit hard. Did Iraq have anything to do with this? Were they complicit in it?
Commissioners say they'll explore these and other discrepancies with Rice, but they also note that they've interviewed over 1,000 people so far, and there are many different versions of events. And there are more interviews ahead, including a joint private one with President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.